Cancer survivors across Europe are unable to access financial services like life assurance that they should be able to. That's according to a new study by Queen's University Belfast, which was led by Professor Mark Lawler and who joins us now. Good morning, Professor.
Morning, Paul. Great to hear you.
Looking at the situation here, the Irish Cancer Society says over 200,000 people are living beyond a cancer diagnosis. So is the crux of it this, that there's a lag between better health outcomes and the rights that such people have to secure things like financial products?
Yeah, no, it's really a discrimination, financial discrimination. So imagine the scenario. You are diagnosed with cancer, which is obviously a very difficult diagnosis. You go through treatment, you beat cancer, you're 5 years out, you're 4 years out, your oncologist says you're cured of your cancer. You then go to try and get mortgage insurance or travel insurance or health insurance, and you're told that you have to take into account the previous cancer diagnosis you had 5 years or more earlier, which shouldn't come into play anymore. So it's really a situation that you're holding someone's cancer history over their head, and that's not fair. This is not about compassion, by the way. This is about evidence. So if a cancer professional says that you are cured and international benchmarking agrees, then why do the financial institutions say that you're not?
Well, Insurance Ireland has said that it has one of the most progressive positions in comparison to other European countries. And in particular, it says insurers disregard a cancer diagnosis where treatment ended more than 7 years previous to the application with a limit of $500,000, or more than 5 years if the applicant was under 18 at the time of treatment and when it stopped. Now, the Irish Cancer Society is calling in its pre-budget submission for the government to legislate for a right to be forgotten for cancer survivors. Can you explain what does that phrase mean and what improvement it would lead to?
So at the moment, the situation in Ireland is a code of conduct. So that code of conduct can be followed or not followed. There's no legal requirement to follow it. And yes, there is Ireland is one of the more progressive countries in Europe, although there are 8 countries in Europe that have actually gone to putting into legal terms the right to be forgotten. So this means that 5 years after your diagnosis, you are essentially cured, and so therefore you shouldn't have to declare a cancer diagnosis, so your cancer diagnosis, the previous one, should be forgotten. And that's what we're campaigning for. It was first introduced in France in 2016. There are now 8 European countries that have the right to be forgotten written into law. And that's what we want in Ireland, in the United Kingdom, and in every country in Europe. And we won't stop until we get that, because it's critically important. You survive cancer and then you come with this challenge that is really unfair, because you are essentially cured of your disease 5 years out. So yes, a step in the right direction from the insurance industry in Ireland. 7 years is too much. It should be 5 years, but it should be legally binding. And that's the critical component. And that's why we're working with the Irish Cancer Society to get this to a scenario so they're in the same scenarios as in France, in Belgium, in the Netherlands, in Italy, in Spain, in Portugal, in Cyprus, so that the right to be forgotten is embedded within law and protects cancer survivors.
And just one last question. How confident are you that the government will take up that advice? Is there any indication you're getting from government that it's open to your suggestions?
Well, we certainly presented to the cross-party group on cancer. That's an inter-party group in the Senate, and we're very. It was very much recognised that this was something that had cross-party support. So we're very hopeful, but we're not going to stop until we get this. We have to end the discrimination. You can't let cancer patients have to pay twice. We have to ensure that the right to be forgotten is enshrined in law in Ireland.
And that's Mark Lawler, Professor of Digital Health at Queen's University Belfast.